Actually, I'm sorry. Take that back. Yohanes ben Sarah's Levaya was today, so to be a schus li'li nishmas Yohanes ben Sarah, very young man, special man. It should be a schus refu shalema for matriyitzu mefekel dinam and brach basar malka. Be a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Ches. We're up to Sif Yud. We're now going to sort of switch a little bit the topic from what we were talking about last week, and we're going to move into the actual nusach of the bracha. And pretty simple stuff. Says the Mechaber, Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh. In those situations, we have to make a Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh. Shall Peres the Chutz La'aretz, if it's on fruit of Chutz La'aretz. Remember, we make the Alha Peres is on fruits that are from the Shivas Aminim. Chosim, the closing, is Alha Aretz Va'alha Peres. Right? That's the proper closing for it. Uberetz Yisrael, when if you're eating in Eretz Yisrael Israeli fruit, chaysim al ha'aretz va'al peiroseha. V'im b'chutz la'aretz ha'ichum peiros ha'aretz, if you're in chutz la'aretz and you're eating Israeli fruit, you came back from Israel, you bought some fruit with you, and chaysim gam kein al peiroseha. We'll see similar when it comes to wine. Okay? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah and Shalish. Nusach ha'bracha. So first Mishnah Berurah tells us the whole nusach, which is pretty much the bracha we know. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, ala michi ve'al kakala, atanu v'sasad ve'al eretz chem d'tay rechav asher etzitza v'enchal t'la v'seinu lechem apir v'luspayu mituva. Rachim Hashem elokeinu Yisrael amecha, v'yishlayim irecha, al tziyam mishkan k'vaydecha, v'al mizbechecha v'al hechelecha, uvenei yishlayim erakayit shuhayim imeni v'alaini l'soich v'zamcheinu v'vinyona, v'noicha mipirya, v'nispa mituva, v'yesh oimrim, she'in oimrim v'noicha mipirya v'nispa mituva, that's some who don't have that in the Nusach. Then it continues, and v'rechecha alea b'kdusha v'tahara, Yata Hashem Toivim Meitav LaKol, V'noida Al Aretz V'Al HaMichya, Baruch Ata Hashem Al Aretz V'Al HaMichya. That is the Nusach of the Bracha. Most of us should know this. V'nikras Bracha Zoy Me'en Shalish. It's called the Me'en Shalish, a sample of the three. What is that? Why is it Me'en Shalish? L'fi Sheyeshba Me'en Shalish Bracha Shabir Chesamazon. We have in it included a excerpt, so to speak, or a similarity to the first three, we'll see also to the fourth bracha in benching. The Hainu, Neged Birchas Azan. Our first bracha in benching, we say, Oimrim Kan, Ala Michya, Oyala Geffen, Oyala Eitz, right? So the first bracha in benching, we're thanking Hashem for being mazen us, for giving us, for satiating us, for giving us food. Not satiated, that's say, but to sustenance. The Neged bracha, so that's the first bracha. The Neged bracha Shniyot. Shala Aretz, right? What's the bracha shniyah in benching? Noidel chal aretz ha'tayva, right? So we say alamazon oimer kan val eretz chem d'tayva. That's why that's included. The nega bracha shlishis for the third bracha shubayni yushalayim, right? We daven for yushalayim in our third bracha oimer kan uvnei yushalayim. The nega ha'tayva meitav, which is the fourth bracha in benching, as we've learned in the past, that fourth bracha is midir abanon, the neged ha'toivu meitav, she bracha revias v'bichas ha'mazon, oimrim gam ken ki ata Hashem toivu meitav. Remember, ha'toivu meitav is being masker, the haruge beta, toiv, that they were, that their bodies did not decompose, a meitav, that they would need to likvura, even though they sat outside for all those months, and they were not, their bodies did not decompose, and they were given the schus of a kvuras Yisrael. So all those four parts of those benching is mentioned in the Alamichya. V'afa b'shiyash b'bracha zoyme en arba bracha is now, the obvious question is, why do we call it bracha achas me'en shalosh? One bracha that's like the three. It should be called bracha achas me'en arba, because we're actually alluding to all four brachas in the benching. Nikras me'en shalosh, we call it me'en shalosh, v'shi ikka b'chas ha'mazam v'natayra hem rak shalosh brachas. The ikka of the benching is the first three brachas. Atoy v'meituv hudu rabbanu. For Al Peris, Oimer, what do you say, Al Peris? So till now he gave us the Nusach Ala Michya Ve'Ala Kakala, which was on Mizonis. What do we say on Peris? Ala Eitz, Val Priya Eitz, Val Tnuva, in the beginning, Val Tnuva Sasad, Val Eretz Chemda, goes on. Val Yayin, Oimer, Ala Geffen, Val Priya Geffen, Val Tnuva Sasad, Val Eretz, goes on. Linian Chasima, the Yayin, Vayar B'Sif HaSavuch, what's our closing bracha when it comes to wine? We will see shortly in the next scene. Shall Paris the Chutzlar, so on Paris the Chutzlar, it's Leimer, Leitzer Leimer, not all fruit, only if it's from the Shivas Aminim, Then we make the bracha achas mayen shalosh. V'ala peiros she'en yachaloi meperos seha, right? So we're eating chutzlar peiros, I say al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiros, right? I can't say al peiros seha, kemen she'en meperos seha etz Yisrael, the fruit that I ate, I'm not from Etz Yisrael. V'afili huvil etz Yisrael v'achlan sham, let's say I took chutzlar's peiros and I brought it with me to Etz Yisrael, kemen she'gadol b'chutzlar's, I don't say peiros seha, because this is not peiros seha, the fruit that I ate. This Paris is Paris. Val Aretz Val Paris Sarah, if I eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, Shema Shabeach, La Shem Yisbarach, and Nisanas, Nisinas, Ilonos, Aretz, we see us in Paris. We're thanking Hashem for the land that he gave us that produced these particular fruit that I ate. Oichami Paris Aretz, Oishlamik, Shiadeh, Mehashemi Paris Aretz. When you know for a fact that they are Paris Aretz, Aval Besafik, Kagoyim Bechutz Aretz, Asmuchel Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you're in Chutz Aretz, but you're right next to Eretz Yisrael. So you don't know the fruit you're eating. It's from Eretz Yisrael, or you don't have the origin of the fruit. You don't know if it's from Eretz Yisrael, if you don't know it's from Chutz Laretz. Yoyim al Paris, you say al Paris. Who I think the Shaykh of Eretz Yisrael, any day in Paris, me Paris Eretz, or Shehuvi, me Chutz Laretz. You're eating fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't know if it's imported from outside of Eretz Yisrael, or if it's Eretz Yisrael, the fruit. Yavarach gamken al Eretz al Paris. You only say Periseh if you know for a fact that it is Periseh, because now, and it's logical, very easy to think about it. When I thank Hashem, Peiros, Peiros includes Peiros of Chutz Laretz and Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. If I thank Hashem for Periseha, Periseha only refers to Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. So when in doubt, you have to say Peiros, because if you got it wrong, it's really Chutz Laretz Peiros, and you said Periseha, you said something incorrectly. If it happens to be Eretz Yisrael Peiros, Peiros does encompass both Peiros Chutz Laretz and Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that is the actual nusach of the bracha. Let's move on. The Sif Yud Aleph. V'bracha me'en sholosh diyayin. When it comes to wine, ein echaisim ala gefen v'al priya gefen. Don't finish the bracha ala gefen v'al priya gefen. Ela ala oretz v'al priya gefen. Okay, the appropriate closing is not ala gefen v'al priya gefen, but you're not thanking Hashem for the gefen. You're thanking Hashem ala oretz for the land, v'ala gefen and for the wine or the grapes. Oy. Ala aretz v'ala peres. So the same. Now, those who say that even on wine, okay, even though you're opening on wine, which we said before is al hagefen, but there are some who say that the closing can either be ala aretz v'ala gefen or ala aretz v'ala peres. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. So again, just so we have what he's saying over here. Opening is definitely ala gefen. Closing is either ala aretz v'ala gefen, and there's some who have the nusach, even on wine, it's ala aretz v'ala peres. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein echaisim, the kamoi b'chameishas min adargim oimer b'chatzimasi ala aretz v'ala michya. Just like when we make on a mezainis, the closing bracha is ala aretz v'ala michya. V'chem b'priya eitz, when it comes to fruit, oimer b'chatzimasi ala aretz v'ala peres. You say ala aretz v'ala peres. Kem b'priya gefen, sarach loim, ala haske eretz b'chatzimah. You have to use the word Eretz in the closing. Let's say you said Ala Geffen Val Priya Geffen. But although that would not be the appropriate Nusach of the Bracha. Al Eretz Al Priya Geffen. Tava Mechamishim. The Yesh Deyes Ben Apeiskim. There are some different Shitas in the Rishayim. Yesh Mishayim, the Seer Lodan, those who hold. The Kamoy the Psichas Al Bracha Masfilim B'Yayin Ala Geffen Val Priya Geffen. That just like when it comes to wine, it's a little bit different, right? When it comes to wine, we open up ala gefen, val priya gefen, mishum shifchay v'yiluyay, because wine is so special, right? It got upgraded from grapes to wine, so we have a special bracha. We say ala gefen, val priya gefen, kein tzarech lahaske shifchay gam b'chasima b'bracha. They say that the chasima should be the same as the beginning. The yeshmer rishonim, that those who hold the svirlu, the b'chasima sabracha dayim yaske stam v'ala peres, ve'en l'shanes nuschasim b'shar brachas. There's some who say no. In the closing, only say ala peres. Either way, you can see either say ala aretz al priya gefen, or you can say ala aretz al peres. The meaning lachtem al aretz al priya gefen, and that's the way it's printed in our siddur. And we call makam be the evidence siyim ala aretz al peres bevada yotza. If you did ala aretz al peres, you would be yotza with the chasima. Okay, sif yud base. Maskirim, ba, like I said, this stuff is a little bit simpler. We have to move a little bit faster. Maskirim ba in the alamichya me'en ha'me'or b'Shabbos v'yantav Rosh Chodesh. You do mention Shabbos yantav Rosh Chodesh. Avaloi b'Chanukah Purim. We don't mention Chanukah Purim in. We'll see in the Mishnah right. We don't mention Chanukah Purim in the alamichya very negayah because we have Purim at the end of the week. So if you had a mezainis on Purim, you do not mention Purim in the Alamichya. What happens if I went ahead and I had a very nice shlachmanis, okay? And in my shlachmanis, I had shivas aminim, I had mina mezainis, and I had wine. It doesn't have to do with Purim, it's any time of the year. So now what do I do? Do I make three separate, my n shalosh? Says the mechaber, yichal hakol bracha achas. You do it all in one. V'yaktim hamichya, v'achakach hagefen, v'achakach eit. So you do it all in one, you make one bracha. Ala michya, v'al kakala, v'ala gefen, v'al priya gefen, v'al peiris, right? You do it all in one sentence. V'yayim, v'al michya, v'al kakala, v'al gefen, v'al priya gefen, v'al eitz, v'al priya eitz. V'chaysim, and you close, ala aretz, v'al michya, v'al priya gefen, v'al peiris. So you conclude all in the end, and in the beginning, you don't make a separate ala michya for each one. Okay? Let's see the Mishabrua. So the start, the Mechaber told us that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have to include the day of the week if it's a special day, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Shabbos, etc. Maskirim ba, bein alamina mezainis, bein alayayim, bein alperes aretz. This that we add in that line has nothing to do with whether it is fruit, alamich, mezainis, or for wine. Manam ura henu, koidim shiyayim, kiat Hashem tayv v'meitu. Before you say kiat Hashem tayv v'meitu, yayim v'shabbos, if you didn't mention it, you are yotza. Now, interesting, right? Just pause for a second. If I forget Ritzei on Shabbos, or if I forget Yalav Yavai on Yontav, I do have to bench over, right? So what's the difference? Why? Now, the reason you have to bench over in Shabbos is because you have a chiyuv to eat, right? So since if I didn't eat, and since there's a chiyuv to eat, it becomes an essential part of the benching. When it comes to the alamichya, I'm having a piece of cake in the afternoon, that was not part of my chiyuv to eat. So therefore, if you didn't mention it, you don't have to. Now, even if you decided to eat shalosh shudas and b'yotza with a fruit, you still would not do that over since being yaitza shalashudis with a fruit or mezainis, according to many, is a b'diyeved, according to some, not even yaitza, so therefore, we do not say the alamichya over, because maybe you weren't yaitza soon anyway, so therefore, doing the alamichya again would be unnecessary, and therefore would be a brach levatol. Avaloi, we don't do chanukah and purim. The filibich samazman chuv lahaskim mitzad adin. Really, even in benching, when it comes to chanukah and purim, rak mitzad minhaga, it's not even a rabbanon. It's a minig that we have, that we add in the alanisim and the main matisyo, or what we say for Purim. The Kan, like a minik cloud, I'll say there is no minik to add this into the Alamichya, and therefore we don't add it in. The Yakta Alamichya, so then we said that if I ate all three things in one sitting, I make one bracha, I first do Michya, then Gefen, then Peres. Why that order? Lafisha bichas and barim nizayin shikashuvim averes. The one of mezainus is the most chashuv bracha. The gan koydim pasik. It's also first in the par. It's pasik. Eretz chita. Ba'achikach yayin shegam b'kain chashuv yeshay bracha b'pratis. And then wine is more chashuv than the shivas aminim because it started out as one of the shivas aminim, but it got elevated to its own bracha, right, when it was made into wine. Val priyagef val peres. B'magen avam etzad shalayin loy merak val peres. That when you're finishing over here at the end, if I had wine and fruit, then it's enough to say ala peris. I shouldn't say ala gefen v'ala peris. The meaning is the way the Shulchan Aruch says a brach shenis tzrich leishayach kain deimais of Shem. You're not going to say it's a brach shenis tzrich because you're not adding any of Shem's name. In kain and kepeit the shiyam al gefen u peris. You can say them both. Al kampanim with the avidim loyom of priya gefen bevadei and chayza. That if you had fruit and wine and in the finishing you only said ala peris, you would not have to go ahead and make another alamichya because it had it all, because it covers it all. Obviously, when you're making the alamichya, you have to have in mind that you're covering everything. That is our Paris. You had in mind that you're doing it for your wine and for your grapes. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Amir Hashem, we will start with Sif Yud Gimel tomorrow.